And we're back. We've got a dentist on the telephone with us who has written a book that I think has long been needed. And Dr. Robert Kulatz is on the line with us. And he has written, he's co-authored the book. It's called The Toxic Tooth, How a Root Canal Could Be Making You Sick. And like I say, scared me when I first saw this, and when the media person got in touch with me, says I got a good interview for you. And you know, the right side of my mouth has a root canal, and it's sensitive. And you know, it makes you wonder, they didn't get all the nerve, what happened? So if they can do that and not get all the nerve out of there, you know they don't get all the bacteria out. And I was wondering about that, too, as they were doing my root canal. And I'm thinking, what? I mean, it looks like you need to put something down in there to kill all the germs or something instead of just blowing air in there. And so when you come to me and tell me, Dr. Kulatz, that this is really, really serious, and it could lead to all kinds of diseases, like, for instance, even Alzheimer's, heart disease, that scared me.
Yes, it is very concerning. And you go back and you're talking about when you were in the dental chair having the root canal done, and you wondered what they were putting in to kill all the bacteria. Well, they do try to kill the bacteria. They introduce a Clorox solution and various other antimicrobials into the canal, but unfortunately they can't work their way into the poorest little tubules that make up the body of the tooth. So it's always going to stay infected. Now, why are you having sensation still? Well, two reasons. One, it could be, a missed canal, or it could be that the bone surrounding that root is inflamed and infected. Mm-hmm. So whenever you bite down, you're pressing on that chronically infected and inflamed bone. That could be causing your problem. And that chronic infection stays with you 24/7.
Yeah.
And that's one thing you don't want to have. You don't want to have chronic inflammation 24/7, because we know inflammation is linked to Alzheimer's, heart disease, etc.
Now do we have your attention, folks? Linked to Alzheimer's. Wow. This is amazing. The teeth, especially people that, have kept their teeth all their lives, which is good. You know, some people just don't take care of their mouth. But I always have. My mom bored that into my skull long, many years ago. She says, take care of your teeth and take care of your face, because the first thing people are going to see is your smile. And she was right. But talking about this leading to diseases like heart disease, Alzheimer's, these things just really perk you up and make you pay attention. So I am going to visit my dentist, and you know what? I may have a couple of extractions, because I want to be healthy to 103. Does that make sense?
That's a good plan.
Okay. All right. While I've got you here, and you're a captive audience, I would like for you to give our listeners some really good dental health advice. I mean, I know that you need to brush teeth, you need to do this, but talk to us about your main concern about the people trying to keep their teeth all their lives, and we're made to do that.
I agree, and I think the number one thing is be sure to see your dentist regularly, at least twice a year. Have your teeth cleaned, have an examination at least twice a year. And then diligent home care, like we discussed earlier, brushing and flossing, and the water pick. You know, don't just go in there and do a cursory 30-second brushing.
Mm-hmm.
Spend about a minute and a half to 2 minutes, and I recommend using an electric toothbrush. And you angle the brush towards the gum, so these bristles work their way up under the gum line.
Yes. S-
Secondly, you want to floss because the mechanical action of the floss on the root surface helps to remove that plaque on the root surface. And thirdly, water pick.
Yes.
At least once a day. Water pick.
Best time to do that would be at night, wouldn't it?
Yes, preferably at night because you don't want to sleep for 8 hours with all of this food debris and these bacteria just starting to grow and cause problems. You want
to
remove it before you go to bed.
And would you please reassure people that by using a little peroxide in your mouth ain't going to kill you and poison you?
Yeah, I would recommend it. Using the peroxide, maybe, 3 times a week. And then in the interim, either using plain water or using another non-alcohol mouthwash. I think you'd be just fine if you use the peroxide, 3 times a week, if you have any fear of using it every single day.
Yeah.
The main action is going to be the water disrupting the bacterial colonies.
Yeah, absolutely. I have days. I have my set days for peroxide. I have Tuesday and Friday. I don't know why. I just always did it that way. But I really appreciate your being on the program today, and I hope you sell a lot of these books because, we're born with good teeth, and this is one of our wonderful blessings is to have a mouth full of good teeth. And
And good teeth, but more importantly, just good overall health.
Yeah,
and
really.
The mouth and your overall health are linked.
Exactly. Well, I hope to have you back on sometime, and we'll see how the book's going. How's that?
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much. The book is called The Toxic Tooth, How a Root Canal Could Be Making You Sick. Robert Kulatz, DDS, and Thomas E. Levy, MD, JD. Thank you so much, and God bless and stay well.